the ruse worked. Jacob tricked Isaac into giving him the blessing of the firstborn. His usurping of Esau was complete. Esau was furious when he learned what his brother had done. He vowed to kill Jacob after their father's death. Rebekah learned of his plan, however, and sent Jacob to live with Laban, a relative in a distant land. There, he would be safe. While living with Laban, Jacob fell in love with Laban's younger daughter, Rachel. Laban offered to give Jacob his daughter's hand in marriage in exchange for 7 years of labor. But the morning after Jacob's wedding, he discovered that Laban had substituted his older daughter, Leah, for Rachel. In order to marry Rachel, too, Jacob agreed to work 7 more years for Laban. It seems that those who live by deception find themselves deceived. In the years that followed, Jacob's wives and their handmaidens bore him 12 sons, who would be the basis for the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob himself amassed a tremendous amount of wealth. He seemed to have everything a man could want, except closure. As time went by, Jacob felt a great need to reconcile with his brother. As far as Jacob knew, Esau still wanted him dead. Yet he was willing to risk everything he had, including his life, for the chance to make things right. He packed up everything he owned and journeyed with his family back to his homeland. He sent gifts of oxen, donkeys, flocks, and slaves ahead of him, hoping to appease Esau. Jacob soon received a message. Esau was riding out to meet him, with 400 men in tow. Before he met with Esau,